So one thing that is important to point out, that COPD gene is a study that included about 10,000 participants. This is data from 8,000 and over 8,784 participants. So one thing that came out of the COPD gene study is that they categorized in the Spanish script the patients, the participants based on exposure, and these are smokers. That's the way they were included in the COPD gene study. Category B was exposure plus a CT abnormality. Category C, exposure and symptoms, and going on looking at exposure, symptoms, spirometry, and CT imaging. So the COPD gene diamond proposed that if you look at these four characteristics of COPD, you could categorize individuals who have number of disease features, starting from one, which is just exposure, all the way up to four, having a CT abnormality, having spirometry, and having symptoms. In a subsequent slide, I'll talk a little bit about how we can put it to practice. But when you look at it, I put this arrow because there was a lot of debate when this manuscript came out, saying, is this really logical? But exposure risk and symptoms are something that are quite easy to assess in a clinical setting.